You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Well, Cross Currents turned 10 this year, and we think that's the perfect time to try some new things. So over the next few months, we may change up our sound a bit, add some new voices here and features there, and just freshen things up a little. Let's get started. Today, we're introducing a new semi-regular segment called Bay Views. It's a chance for you, people in our community of listeners and makers, to share your thoughts about our changing city and region. We'll begin with poet Josiah Luis Alderete and the tenuous future of one of his favorite Bay Area institutions, the Galleria de la Raza in San Francisco's Mission District.
What is the view of our city turning into? Our once humble skyline of Coit Tower and the Transamerica Pyramid is now shadowed by the ginormous presence of the Salesforce Tower of Mordor. While way down here, little Rolobots cruise up and down Market Street delivering sandwiches and Bobo tea drinks to office tech workers. The future is here, and so many of our fellow citizens are really looking the part with their Mark Zuckerberg-inspired uniforms and hovercraft scooters buzzing up and down and all around. Our neighborhoods are rapidly and rabidly changing. They're transforming so quickly you can't recall what was in the storefront on your block before the reclaimed wood pour-over coffee spot opened. And it's no exaggeration that of all of San Francisco's neighborhoods, the residents of the Mission have been most affected by the so-called progress that is transforming San Francisco. And now comes the latest and perhaps most devastating change to the neighborhood. It was announced a few weeks ago that the Galleria de la Raza is being evicted by its landlord from the space it has occupied on the corner of 24th and Bryant for nearly 47 years. What is the view of our city turning into? I am a Chicano poet, a first-generation immigrante who was lucky enough to be raised here in the Bay Area. And as any lifetime resident can tell you, we've all seen a whole lot of places disappear. Places that we still use to describe our city, even though they're gone. Places like jazz clubs in the Fillmore, the Doggy Diner, Esta Noche, the John Coltrane Church on Divisadero, and so many more. They form an indelible part of the city's personality and what people think of when they think of San Francisco. But they are no more. What is the view of our city turning into? Some say, if the Galleria de la Raza disappears, so what? We got art in the streets. We got art galleries in every neighborhood, from the Tenderloin to Pacific Heights. And even as we speak, the Latino Art Museum is being built right now in the art center part of town. So what's the problem if one art gallery closes? Well, the Galleria de la Raza isn't just another art gallery. That's like referring to Gabriel Garcia Marquez as just another writer. For those that don't know, the Galleria de la Raza is a spot that has represented and celebrated Latino and Latina culture for 5 decades. From the Chicano movimientos of the 70s to the Latinx LGBTQ solidarity movements happening right now. It's often hard to fathom in this day and age where everyone is inclusive and multiculturally aware how truly revolutionary and amazing the opening of this gallery was at the time. It was one of the first gallery spaces in San Francisco where artists of color's voices and perspectives could be seen and heard. It was this tiny galleria, and not the SF MoMA, that first introduced Bay Areans to a Mexican painter named Frida Kahlo. And it has created events that people have come to associate with San Francisco's cultural identity, like El Día de los Muertos celebration and procession. And the Galleria is where I first heard the voices of other poets of color and where I really connected with my own voice. It was at the Lunada, the beloved monthly reading series that's been held at the Galleria on every full moon for the past 8 years. The Lunada is unlike any open mic you've ever attended. the raucous, loving eventos that draw veterano poets, Chicano rappers, Puerto Rican musicians, ranchera singers, and people who have never read their work to a live audience before. These gatherings are truly eclectic, electric evenings that showcase the true depth and diversity of the artists and cultures that make up the mission. At the Lunada, you not only heard the artist, but you saw the people that really gave life and flavor to this neighborhood. They held what may be the final Lunada last month. There, amid the giant tortilla sculptures with home engraved into them over and over, the poets read their poems for the last time in that space. The ranchera singer sang a Chavela Vargas song, and we all promised that this place would not disappear. No matter what happened, the Lunada and the Galería would continue in some way or another.
Este amor apasionado anda todo alborotado.
And in this day and age, when hate and suspicion against immigrantes is on the rise, Galería de la Raza is a sanctuary gallery where undocumented artists feel safe enough to speak up. What is the view of our city turning into? Over the years, I've often heard artists from the mission refer to 24th Street as El Pueblo, the village. By extension, the Plaza of El Pueblo is undoubtedly the Galería. The plaza in Latin American culture is the spot in every village where you go to hear the latest news. It's the spot in town where you go just to kick it for a few momentos and see the colores and hear the sounds of your cultura. It's a place to see others and a place to see yourself reflected back. I say the Galería de la Raza is the mission's plaza. And I ask, what is the view of our city turning into? And what is a pueblo without a plaza?
Nos dejamos hace tiempo, pero se llegó el momento de perder. Tú tenías.
That was a Bay View from poet and Bay Area native Josiah Luis Alderete. You can hear his poem about the Galería at KELW.org. And if you've got a Bay View you'd like to share on the air, well, we want to hear about it. We're looking for essays that offer a personal take on life in the Bay Area and the issues affecting our region. Send your personal essay ideas to bayviews@KELW.org and make sure to include your name and your phone number.
Llegaré hasta donde estés. Yo sé perder, yo sé perder. Quiero volver